News. I'm Laura Winters. Republicans running for president gathering for the annual GOP Lincoln Dinner in Iowa. 13 2024 presidential candidates speaking at the event hosted by the Republican Party of Iowa in Des Moines. After the dinner, many hosting private receptions with those voters who showed up. And as the race for 2024 heats up, former President Trump hit with new charges.
Trump told Fox News Digital, "This is what you get for leading the polls for the White House in 2024, calling the charges ridiculous. Special Counsel Jack Smith is adding one defendant to the prior indictment against Trump and aide Walt Nauta, along with an additional charge of willful retention and two new obstruction counts. Trump and Nauta have already both pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to the documents. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden finally admits he has a seventh grandchild. The first family telling People magazine they are acknowledging a four-year-old granddaughter named Navy that Hunter had with a former D.C. stripper, London Roberts, who lives in Kentucky. Biden telling People magazine, "Jill and I only want what is best for all of our grandchildren, including Navy." Until now, Biden had not publicly acknowledged Navy, who is his seventh grandchild, during the White House's Take Your Child to Work Day back in April, the president saying, "I have six grandchildren and I'm crazy about them and I speak to them every single day." Now, as the election nears, a change in tune. A warning from the UN about kids and cell phones, USA's John Schaefer on the story.
UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture Agency, said evidence shows that excessive use of smartphones is linked to worse performance in school. It also said a high screen time has negative effects on children's emotional stability. UNESCO said its urge for a smartphone ban is a message that technology should work for people, not the other way around.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
President Biden now on a 10-day beach vacation in Delaware. This comes after Hunter Biden's plea deal fell apart earlier in the week. Coming up on Monday, things could get bad for the president and his son, as Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, is expected to testify on Capitol Hill about the alleged shady business deals the two may have had with foreign countries. Republicans reportedly considering impeachment charges to investigate the full picture here as to what went down during the 8 years Biden was vice president during the Obama administration. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, warning of a salmonella outbreak linked to ground beef in four states, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
The Center for Disease Control is warning of a salmonella outbreak throughout parts of the East Coast. At least 16 people have gotten sick in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey after eating ground beef. Investigators are working to determine the source of where the ground beef came from. The CDC is reminding everyone to cook ground beef to an internal temperature of 160 degrees and wash your hands after touching raw meats. I'm Lance Pry.
Turning now to entertainment news, Barbie and Oppenheimer are expected to have another big weekend at the box office. Barbie projected to cross the $700 million mark worldwide by Sunday. It already secured the biggest week in history for a Warner Brothers film at over $578 million around the world. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, you can get up to 35% off select tools and accessories. Find big savings during the final days of the truckload event happening now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/2. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.